From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A judge has ruled that a ballot measure to raise cigarette taxes to benefit early childhood programs can stay on the November 8th ballot. The ruling yesterday by Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham is a follow-up to an appeals court decision earlier this summer that changed the official summary of the tobacco tax measure. Opponents then argued that petition signatures gathered under the original summary should be tossed out, which would have knocked the measure off the ballot. However, Beadham ruled that those signatures were valid, and Secretary of State Jason Kander followed the law when he put the measure on the ballot. Beadham says other constitutional questions raised by opponents should be addressed after the election. Opponents of the ballot measure plan to appeal Tuesday's ruling. And in more legal news, a Cole County judge also weighed in on a challenge to a proposed constitutional amendment to restore campaign contribution limits in Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
At issue is language in the ballot initiative that would bar some companies, including banks and rural electric cooperatives, from donating any money to political candidates. Attorney Chuck Hatfield argued that it would violate those companies' First Amendment free speech rights. An attorney defending the ballot initiative disagreed, arguing that the plaintiffs are looking for, quote, tiny minuscule issues to have the contribution limits proposal thrown off the November ballot. Cole County Judge Patricia Joyce is expected to rule on the suit later this week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Attorneys for the police force and prosecutor that oversaw the grand jury investigation after Michael Brown's 2014 death in Ferguson have asked a federal judge to consider blocking the release of, quote, grisly photographs of the black 18-year-old's body to his family's attorneys, worrying that they could prompt violence if leaked. The St. Louis County Police and Prosecutor made that request in a court filing yesterday related to a wrongful death lawsuit by Brown's family. The filing warned that if the images became public, they may provoke unbridled violence. A proposed constitutional amendment to restore campaign contribution limits in Missouri is being challenged in court over how it could affect corporations. Attorney Chuck Hatfield, who represents a group of rural electric cooperatives and a mid-Missouri banking chain, says his clients would be barred from donating to any political candidate under the proposal.
There's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. The wrong way to do it is to pick and choose and say these people may make contributions, but those people may not. Under this measure, they may not contribute even to their own political action committees, and we think that's unconstitutional.
Attorney David Sauer disagrees, saying that the plaintiffs are looking for, quote, tiny, minuscule issues to have the campaign contribution limits proposal removed from the November ballot. A ruling is expected later this week. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.